Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? Hope you know it's fine. Right, today we are going to talk about how you can read documents, how you can read speeches confidently in English. I was told to do things perfectly. I was told to do everything perfectly and build a perfect life. I started trying to build a perfect life, and the more I tried, the more my life felt difficult. However, I stopped walking towards a perfect life. My life isn't perfect. And I work with founders who respect how I help them grow their businesses, worldwide, restraining their skills. In the same way, you don't need to know how to read documents perfectly before you read documents. In English, the more you try to read perfectly, the more you will find it hard to read documents confidently in English. You can read documents well in English without sounding like a robot. You can read documents well in English without using translators. Every day. So I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to read documents well in English. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this Business English podcast. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you. And thanks for the feedback I get from you guys. I appreciate every one of you. Fatty told you couldn't stop using translators. You wanted to learn how to read and understand business documents confidently in English. Fatty didn't give up on how he could read well in English, even when he made 1% to 2% progress. 55% of meetings and founders who reached out to me to improve their English skills thought they couldn't stop using translators every day. You know, this kind of thoughts made them find it hard to know how to read documents confidently in English. This kind of thought made them add 1% to 2% progress in their English reading skills, no matter what they did. This kind of thought made them afraid to read without using translators. I want you to think back to how many times you were afraid to read documents well in English before signing them. Were you happy to sign a document you didn't understand well? I want you to take action today to stop that from happening again in your business. Ready to grow your business worldwide with strong English skills? Become strong. Kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link. Let's check the description of this Business English podcast, www.friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on it and then use the WhatsApp icon by the side. Tap on the WhatsApp icon to send me a message directly. Are you waiting to learn the perfect way to read in English? You watch YouTube videos and do Google searches to learn how to read documents in English without making mistakes. When you don't stop using translators every day, you can learn how to read well in English. So tell me, how can you read without using translators? I know that it can be hard to read without translators every day, but you need to reduce how many times you use translators when you read in English. Let me tell you the truth, it's hard during the first 7 days, but your confidence to read will increase every day. Learning how to read confidently in English does not have to be hard. For you, you can hold my hand to learn how to read confidently and develop strong English skills for your business. By the way, when you are ready to grow your business worldwide with strong English skills, send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link. Share the description of this Business English podcast. Tap on the link you see, www.friendlycoach.com slash link. Tap on it. And then you see a WhatsApp icon. Tap on that WhatsApp icon to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Is it true that you use translators every day to read documents in English? You have tried many tips to learn how to read documents confidently in English, but you've made 1% to 2% progress. If you sign documents you don't understand in English, you don't want your clients and investors to see you as a founder who has weak English skills. I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to read without using translators every single day. Looking for fast ways to improve your English skills faster? You have been looking for fast ways to improve your English skills to grow your business worldwide. You don't need to spend 30 hours every month to develop strong English skills for your business. But you don't know what to do to improve your English skills without spending hours. You have been trying many ways to improve your English skills for more than 5 years. You have made 1% to 2% progress in your English skills, and your weak English skills are not helping your business grow outside your country. Would you like to learn 7 fast ways to improve your English skills for your business? After all, you have weak English skills because you don't know the English skills that can help you improve. Kindly go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on that link in the description of this Business English podcast, and then you will see free business English tips. Yeah, tap on that free business English tips to get yours. 6 to 12 months, that's the average time for a busy business owner to develop strong business English skills. It takes more than 6 years if you don't have step-by-step guides to improve your weak English skills. I'm not told it would take more than 5 years to develop strong English skills for our business. I would agree with that if I were Hamina, because she had joined more than 2 expensive business English classes. Yet Amina couldn't say what she had in mind in English during meetings. A foreign client saw her as a business owner who had weak English skills. In 3 to 8 months of working with me, Amina started speaking English confidently during meetings. Amina started replying to emails and documents in English. Amina started reading and delivering great speeches. At events, Amina started building more business connections in English with founders from other countries. So tell me, do you have to wait for 5 more years before growing your business worldwide with strong English skills? You know, only you can stop yourself from growing your business outside of your country. Did you know that it's easy to improve your weak English skills within 8 months as a busy founder by using this 1 hour live class weekly to improve your weak English skills? 10 to 15 minutes daily assignments to guide you on how to use your English skills to grow your business. And 5 minutes daily video feedback from me to help you develop strong English skills faster. You don't have to spend 10 hours a week learning how to develop strong English skills to grow your business. How long do you want to lose more deals because of your weak English skills? Now, I just wanted to grow his business, so he joined my 1-hour VIP English program and did 90% of the daily assignments I gave him. In 8 months of working with me, he started speaking confidently in English. He started negotiating deals well in English. When your English skills are not helping you make more money, they are making you lose money. Be sincere to yourself. Tell yourself the truth. Are your English skills helping you make more money? Here are 2 ways I can help you. Let's work 1-on-1 for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. And the second one is premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English. tired of losing my deals because of your weekly skills? Kindly go to www.philelicoach.com/link. Tap the link in the description of this Business English podcast. Tap the link and send me a message directly on WhatsApp. DM Grow on WhatsApp. All right, let's move on. Okay. The first tip that I have here for you is use 10 to 15 minutes every day to read something in English, even if it's a short business story or business report. And the second one is listening to English podcasts like this, especially that are made for business owners like you, every day. And the third one is download online English dictionary or an English pronunciation app or apps, anyone you prefer, that has a voice feature to help you learn how to pronounce words clearly. And the next one is use 10 to 15 minutes to practice how you can pronounce words well before you deliver business pitches. And the last one is read out documents, pitches, or presentations in English for 5 minutes a day to improve your confidence to read speeches at business events. Also, I have a special bonus for you, and that is don't give up. Like, no matter how you feel, anytime you want to be like, you feel like you're not good enough, please don't give up. Also, don't forget to buy me a coffee. Kindly go to www.philelicoach.com/link, tap on it, and then send me a message directly. If you want to speak to me, and if you want to buy me a coffee, kindly scroll down to the middle, and then you see buy me a coffee. Tap on it to buy me a coffee. Thanks a lot. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this Business English podcast with your friends, your families, your loved ones. Thank you. I love you and leave you. Take care. Bye.
Whoa, this has been awesome. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to his son business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, era for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium-sized business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add .com/linka. You can also check the description of this podcast episode, and that you will see from lilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.